The Departments of Homeland Security and Justice released a new report this week called Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States. It was required as part of the executive order known as President Trump's travel ban, and it says that about three-quarters of those convicted of international terrorism-related offenses since the terrorist attacks of September 11th were foreign-born. But Alex Narastra takes issue with this. He's an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute's Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity, and he took a look at the DOJ's numbers and says they're misleading. I spoke with him more about this report and why he felt compelled to speak out about it.
So this new report actually doesn't have much new information in it. The only real new statistic that it has that's interesting is that it says since 9/11 through the end of 2016, about 73% of those convicted of international terrorism-related offenses are foreign-born, while only 23% of them are native-born Americans.
And you say that's a misleading statement. Is it accurate and misleading, or where do you fall there?
It's in the range of possibly being accurate, depending on how you define the terms. So they focus in on international terrorism-related offenses. So that automatically excludes people who are, say, Nazis or white supremacists, who are purely domestic, who are native-born Americans who are planned to carry out an attack because they have no connection at all with people overseas. That's automatically out of the running. It also focuses on something called terrorism-related, which is actually not an offense. It's not in the criminal code in the United States. What terrorism-related means is if the government starts an investigation against a person for terrorism, but they don't find any terrorism, but they find you committed another crime, and they convict you of that crime, they count you as terrorism-related, even though you're not actually a terrorist. My favorite example of this are the three Abu Ali brothers in North Carolina. The FBI got a tip that they were trying to buy a surface-to-air missile to shoot down an airliner, which is a pretty serious allegation, pretty serious tip. They investigated. They found zero evidence of that, zero evidence of any terrorism. But they did find that these brothers who ran a couple convenience stores did receive some truckloads of stolen cereal. And they sold the stolen cereal, and therefore they were charged with larceny, you know, a serious crime, but not terrorism.
Sure, sure. And you also say that the DOJ report ignores the most important stat, which is how many people were actually killed by terrorists on U.S. soil. So what is that number?
Yeah, exactly. So from the beginning of 2002 through the end of 2017, we found 155 people were killed on U.S. soil in terrorist attacks. 34 of those people were killed by foreign-born terrorists and 121 by domestic or native-born terrorists. That means that a whopping 78% of all people murdered in terrorist attacks since the beginning of 2002 were killed by native-born Americans, not by foreign-born people.
So that's actually sort of the opposite of what the DOJ seems to be saying.
It's almost the exact mirror flip side opposite of what the DOJ is saying. I mean, I think we have to realize when studying terrorism, there's a big difference between somebody who doesn't manage to kill anybody and a terrorist attack, let's say like the one in Orlando where about 50 people were murdered.
Right.
I mean, there's a huge difference between that. If you don't take account of the cost, you don't take account of the cost of these attacks, of the bloodshed, of the atrocity actually committed, then it's hard to see how you're actually looking at this in any way that makes sense.
So I wonder, why point this out? Why is the Cato Institute interested in this?
Well, the government has spent a lot of resources and a lot of time and put a lot of restrictions on the civil liberties of Americans over the decades because of fear of terrorism. Now, there obviously is a threat of terrorism, but the threat is relatively low. It's relatively manageable, and we don't need new laws, new restrictions on our civil liberties. We don't need to stop or restrict immigration because of a relatively small and manageable threat.
So what do you think the effect of this could be? Do you think that we can't trust the information coming from our government anymore, or is this a matter of point of view?
Well, I think it's a matter of how you frame these statistics. I mean, if you define the terms in the way the government does in this report, and you limit the analysis to only international terrorism and only those that are in those crimes that are terrorism related, and you don't count murders. I mean, it's not necessarily wrong what they say. It just gives you a distorted picture of reality. And I don't think it's a helpful picture of reality. But the government has not given the population of this country the knowledge that it needs to view this rationally.
All right. Alex Narasta, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Alex Narasta is an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. We also reached out to the Department of Justice for their response to this. The department declined to comment.